Вие сте со SBS на Македонски. Слушате SBS на Македонски, со вас Радица Бојковска Димитровска по повод значајниот јубилеј што го славиме годинава, 50 години постоење на SBS, ќе се обидеме да ги мапираме важните настани и личности кои во изминатиот половина век оставија значајна трага во македонската заедница во Австралија. Објавувањето на првиот англиско-македонски речник, кој во 1998 година беше издаден од издавачката куќа Ретлич, а со финансиска помош од австралиската влада, се бројува во тие извонредно значени историски моменти. По тој повод зборуваме со почесниот професор од Австралискиот национален универзитет на Камбера, Кевин Уиндл, кој беше еден од уредниците на овој речник. Три децении по неговото објавување, професорот Уиндл, инаку експерт по руски јазик и литература, се подсетува дека морал за кратко време да научи да чита македонски. Тој се вклучил во овој проект по смртта на професорот Реджиналд Дебрей, кој го започнал овој проект и за кој Уиндл вели дека има огромна заслуга за афирмација на македонскиот јазик на Запад. Дебрей го засновал овој проект на база на големиот речник на македонскиот јазик, составен од професорот Блаже Коневски, заедно со неговите колеги Тодор Димитровски, Благоја Корубин и Трајко Стаматовски. Професорот Уиндл се сеќава дека, како еден од уредниците на првиот англиско-македонски речник на Ратлич, ги прочитал сите 50.000 зборови во него и превел и добар дел од нив. Да се работи на речник е долга и макотрпна работа, се согласува тој. Во конкретниот случај, тој барал да бидат отстранети некои идеолошки примери од времето на социализмот, српските зборови кои биле исто така присутни, но и да се додадат зборови и значења кои отсуствувале од оригиналниот македонски речник. Да го слушаме и разговорот со професор Кевин Уиндл, што го водеше колешката Маја Талевска.
Professor Wendell, thank you for joining me to discuss the first Routledge Australian-Macedonian English Dictionary that was born nearly 20 years ago. Thank you for being part of SBS Macedonian program.
Thank you very much for having me.
When I first called you, you said, yeah, that was long ago. I need to remind myself. And really, it happened in the 90s. It took some while. And we know that dictionaries are complicated projects and that take huge of time and effort to be created. First of all, I would like to ask you, given that you were back in the time part of Australian National University, professor emeritus and specialist on Russian language and literature, how did it happen to become involved in this project?
Well, I have to say it was largely a matter of accident. it so happened that the team, which existed before my time and was working on the dictionary, and I must name those people, but most prominent there were Professor Peter Hill and Sunčica Mirčeska as a native speaker of Macedonian. And they had been working with Professor Dubray, Reginald Dubray, whose project it really was. He was the one who came up with the idea of producing a large Macedonian English dictionary, it's a one-way dictionary, way back in the 80s, about the time he retired. And he started work on that project using the large Rečnik na makedonskiot jazik, which by then existed, with the aim of turning this into a Macedonian English dictionary, quite simply. Now, it happened that he unfortunately died in, I believe, 1983, and so the team was left needing somebody else who knew a little bit about Slavonic languages, and their choice fell on me. So I joined the team in, I believe it was, 93. Yes, so for 10 years the team I think he died in 1993, and shortly after that I became engaged in this project. Found myself having to work at it quite hard and at Macedonian quite hard for the following few years.
In the materials you sent to me, I came across that Professor Bray was very passionate about this project and he deemed one of the most important projects of his life. Was that true?
Oh, I think it certainly was, yes. He was a great supporter of Macedonian, and you could say that he put Macedonian on the Western Slavist map, in a sense. Previously, not a great deal of attention had been given to Macedonian by Slavists, particularly in the West. And he produced, this would be in the 1960s, a quite authoritative guide to the Slavonic languages, all of them, and gave very good coverage in that book to the Macedonian language. And it was something he very much wanted to do and carry forward in retirement with this project to produce what he saw as an English version of the biggest and most important of existing Macedonian dictionaries at the time, by producing a Macedonian English dictionary. Yes, it was very important to him.
Yeah, well, we are very grateful to him for everything he has done for the formation of Macedonian language. I would like to ask you, given that you didn't speak Macedonian in the moment when you started working on the project, how did you approach this? How challenging was that for you? How did you approach the task?
Well, it was a difficulty, mind you. When I was first engaged in the project, I understood that I wouldn't need to know any Macedonian. My role would be to work on the English side and make sure the entries made sense from a general reader's and Slavist point of view. Now, it quickly became apparent that that wasn't enough, that I would actually need to develop at least a good reading knowledge of the language. And that actually wasn't all that difficult, the reading side, because I am a Slavist and I knew related Slavic languages quite well. As you said, my speciality is Russian. I also work with Polish and Czech. I had a working knowledge of Serbian, less of Bulgarian, which means that one has a store of Slavonic vocabulary to start with and understands the structures. So for reading purposes, I could develop that in a relatively short time. And that was really all I needed.
What did help you? What kind of resources did you use?
Well, we had very good grammars of Macedonian. As a theoretical basis, I had Debray's guide in the book called The Guide to the Slavonic Languages. But very good pedagogical material had already been produced by scholars and teachers in Skopje and Ohrid. And I was very fortunate because my employer, the Australian National University, did actually subsidise my travel on, I think, three occasions to Ohrid to the summer seminar of Macedonian studies. And that was a great help in every respect. I could A, work on the language, and B, contact the linguists there, including the survivors of the team who produced the Rechnik, the Makedonski Jazik, all those years before. So the resources were there.
Yes. You mentioned that when you initially started working on this dictionary, it was very clear to you that this is very untypical dictionary. Why?
Well, it's because the original Rechnik, na Makedonski Jazik, compiled by three scholars, Todor Dimitrovski, Blagoj Korubin, and Trajko Stamatovski. They were working in the 40s and 50s mainly. It took them 20 years to produce that Rechnik. The dictionary is a hugely important lexicographical landmark for the Macedonian language, but it also reflects the time in which it was made. Now, this was, in some senses, not exactly a new language, but a newly codified language. There was no precedent for that dictionary. And it's when we look at it now, you find it a curious sort of hybrid, because it's called a dictionary of Macedonian, but it's actually a bilingual dictionary. That is, it gives Serbian glosses, Serbian translations for all head words, and it also gives Macedonian definitions. It doesn't always, but usually gives Macedonian definitions. So that is, in many ways, a curious kind of dictionary. At the same time, it's a repository of idioms and sayings and proverbs and quotations from literature. But converting this into a Macedonian English dictionary involved a great deal of change and removing some of the, shall we say, eccentricities that I mentioned. in order to make it the sort of dictionary that the English language user is used to seeing, or indeed that the Macedonian user working into English would want.
Also, it included some ideological examples, given the time when that Rechnik was created, right? And something you had to remove as well.
It didn't make sense to keep them, but yes, I mean, they were there because of the time in which they were produced. So for a word like učitelj, one found an example which said quite simply, Tito, e našriot vodač učitelj. And for создател, I seem to recall a sentence which read, ki bi dat создатели и градители на нов среќен живот. And others that really read in a vaguely comical sort of way, and which we felt really had no place. They didn't help the user in any way. So certainly we used examples where we felt they were needed, where they illustrated the use of a word that might not be obvious. But many, many others we could just take out and make better use of the space. A great many such examples of that kind, and also definitions which we didn't need. We simply gave English translations wherever possible. Of course, that isn't always possible, but wherever possible, we replaced the Serbian translation with an English translation.
This dictionary, the Routledge Dictionary, is the most ambitious record to date to record English equivalents for the vocabulary modern Macedonian. And when I was doing the research, I came across a review of a user who said that some of the examples were very useful to expand the learning experience, and actually they were praising this edition. So I'm glad you left those useful examples. You basically read all 50,000 words that are in that dictionary across 708 pages, and you translated some of them. Do you have any favorite Macedonian word?
Oh dear! I don't know if I have. I mean, I'm very fond of all of them. and you're quite right. Yes, I have read every word in that dictionary, and unfortunately, I haven't remembered all of them over 25 years since. No, you put me on the spot. I might need to think about that one a little harder. I don't know why that appealed to me, but as a word for a rat, I thought it rather nice. It also had a Macedonian definition which read vid golem glušet.
Would you like to read us some other words, maybe from I believe our listeners would enjoy hearing someone from English background to read Macedonian words in such a beautiful way, the way you do.
Oh, well, I don't know if it'd be that beautiful. I have the dictionary in front of me. What have we got? I have it open under L, and I see lafet, a gun carriage, lafi, to talk or chat, laf muabet, talk or chat, lach, lachin, lachi, lashka, lashko. Then we go on to leb, obviously, and lebar, lebarka, lebarnica, lebdi, lebed, lebedov, things to do with swans. I mean, I could go on reading, but it would make rather tedious listening.
So the languages are live organisms, if we can say, something that changes every day. I believe that that is valid for Macedonian language, and that's going to affect this dictionary as well.
Yes, well, there are two points to be made here. You're absolutely right. Of course, we tried to make our dictionary in 1998 as up to date as we could. We actually added quite a few words which were not in the original Rečnik. They'd come into the language since then. And of course, the language will have changed a great deal in the past 25 years. So it's quite possible that this dictionary now needs updating, but that prospect has not been raised by anybody. Also, since its time, I believe the field has been enriched by other Macedonian English dictionaries. The other point to make, apart from language change, of course, is that the technology has greatly changed and improved. So lexicography in 2025 is not the same as it was in the 1990s, simply because of the advent of and widespread use of electronic corpora from which to draw vocabulary, and many other online resources, of which I unfortunately know very little because I'm technologically rather backward. But yes, those are important matters. A, change in the language itself, and B, changes in the technology of dictionary making.
You mentioned that you've visited Macedonia on few occasions. What was your impression about the language, the colloquial language, when you hear it from the native speakers there? Because being surrounded, being engrossed in the native speaking environment, I believe, draws a different kind of picture than when you read the language through the books.
Well, that's true, of course, yes. It's hugely beneficial to be in the spoken, the environment where it's spoken. Now, of course, the people I spoke to most were educated people, scholars of Macedonian at the seminar. And I have to say that the spoken language and written language, in my view, didn't actually differ all that much. And I wasn't hearing the sort of rarer dialects of Macedonian very much, although I learned a great, something about those dialects. But it is a language that is in the main written much as it's spoken, and with a good reading knowledge and a bit of listening practice, one quickly gets used to at least the standard forms of speech. But yes, my visits there, I think I went 3 times to the seminar, and enjoyed it thoroughly and benefited very much from it. And I think the dictionary benefited from it too.
Do you still keep up? I don't expect that you speak Macedonian, but do you still hold that passive knowledge of the Macedonian language? Are you still able to understand listening, sure, or reading Macedonian?
Oh, yes. I read without any difficulty. And of late, I haven't much needed to. But reading is not a problem. And I can follow, listen to Macedonian news on TV, and follow that sort of language quite well. I haven't kept up contact with, I did for some years with the people I met at the seminar, but a lot of time has passed, and unfortunately some of them have passed on. In addition to meeting scholars from Macedonia, I was also in contact with others, particularly Russian and Polish specialists dealing with the Macedonian language, and that was useful to me. I could have mentioned that in compiling this dictionary, we made use not only of the basic Rechnik, which I was describing, but also of other bilingual dictionaries, in particular a lady called Usikova from Moscow produced a very, very good Macedonian Russian dictionary. And some people I knew from Warsaw were working on a Macedonian Polish dictionary, and that all fed into our dictionary in some way and helped our progress.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I hope you're going to be able to listen to SBS Macedonian, given that you are able to understand us. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us about this first Australian Macedonian English dictionary.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.